smart of land that he own or she own.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How else do they, what else do they say right smart about?
Well, you could have pears or pecans or anything. They say, well, they have red smart of pecans or pears on hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you talking about someone having right smart of children?
Yes. You hear that sometimes.
How many children would that be?
Well, about 8 or 9, I guess. 10. But my husband said that's not many. I tell him I have a house full. He said 6, 7. That's not many. I said, well, yes, it is.
How many did he have in his family?
I'm talking about, I have a children here. We have 7. But yeah. His family, it's about 20, I mean.
20 children?
Yeah, he gets the children and naming them sometimes. So, oh, my goodness. It's a big family of them.
I guess around Thanksgiving, then you have quite a crowd over here.
No, they usually come during the summer. But now, see, it's just three of them that live here in this community. The others away in Ellisville, and we have one in Texas, and some in Illinois, and different places around. New Orleans, Slidell. I couldn't think of Slidell a while ago. And he have a sister-in-law. Think I can, or I'll try.
Or you tell them, I
think I can, or I can.
Okay. And, say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was...
chilly, real cold though.
Okay. And, someone said something kind of shocking, and you sort of resented them saying it. You might say, why the very what of you saying
the
that?
The very idea of you saying it.
Okay. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them in return?
How are you feeling this morning?
Okay. And when you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
I'm pleased to meet you, or how do you do?
Okay. And if someone was leaving after a visit, you might tell them, I hope you'll come
again soon.
Okay. And how do you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas, or kiss a Christmas gift.
Okay. But how do you say Christmas gift? How do you use that?
Well, just say Christmas gift, and if someone comes during that time, just say Christmas gift to them, or speak to them, and then say Christmas gift.
Do you just say this on Christmas Day, or you say it?
You can say it on the 24th or 25th, just before Christmas.
But real close to Christmas?
Yes.
And when you say Christmas gift to someone, does that mean... then, did you expect to get a present from them?
No, not necessarily.
It's just a saying.
A saying,
I see. What about the 1st of January? What do you say?
Happy New Year.
Okay, do you ever say a New Year's gift?
No.
Okay. Say someone had done you a favor, you might say, well, thank you, I'm much
pleased with it, or...
I'm much
obliged for it.
Okay. And you say, I have to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
Okay. And say if you bought something, you say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and...
wrapped it.
Okay. When I got home, I...
Open it.
Huh?
Open it. Or wrapped it.
Yeah, he wrapped it and then I...
open it.
Okay. Or word that means the opposite of wrapped is...
unwrapped.
Okay. And if you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, you say you had to sell it...
at a bargain.
Okay, or at a...
discount.
Okay, but you lost money on it. You say you'd be selling it at a...
discount or loss.
Huh?
At a discount or a loss.
Okay. And say if you like something, but you don't have enough money, you might say, well, I like it, but it just...
too... I don't have enough money, or it's too high.
Or it... what, too much?
Costs too much.
Okay. And you say, on the first of the month, the bill is...